Chapter 1. Painting the Porch.
Look out!
Terry yelled. Larry and I turned toward him, both holding paintbrushes. Terry balanced on Dad's stepladder, painting the ceiling of our front porch. He had placed the paint can on the ladder's top step. As he reached to paint the farthest corner, the ladder shifted and the can of paint began to slide. I wasn't sure why he was yelling a warning to us, because we were both 5 feet away from him, on opposite sides of the porch. Moral support, perhaps? He made a wild grab for the can of paint and caught it, with only a small wave of paint spilling over onto his fingers. However, his brush, which he had just loaded with white paint, slipped out of his hand, shot into the air, and came back down on top of him, right through his curly hair and down his face. For a moment, Larry and I stood as still as ice sculptures on either side of the porch, our mouths hanging open. Suddenly, Larry choked, and I knew it was over for me, too. Larry's slender body convulsed as he tried to control a surge of laughter. His yellow hair vibrated as he shook. I have a complete inability to keep from laughing when one of my brothers starts, so I gave up and howled along with Larry. After reaching for the paint can and stopping its slide, Terry had leaped from the ladder to the porch. He now stood glaring at us from behind a skunk-like white stripe. Not only the curls of his hair, but also his eyelashes had changed color.
Seriously?
White flecks of paint sprayed off Terry's mouth as he talked.
Here I am, having a catastrophe, and you both stand there laughing like a couple of hyenas. Someone do something!
You've done quite enough, I think.
Larry burst out laughing again, and I followed, this time in wild gales that brought Mom to the front door. Mom took in the scene with one glance and sighed.
How does a punishment for these three boys create a punishment for me?
She said to herself. Terry shook himself and flicked his head a little, causing a few more droplets of paint to splatter on the porch like water from a wet dog.
Wrap this around yourself to walk inside.
Mom handed him an extra piece of plastic draping.
Get in the bathtub immediately.
I thought of complaining that we would have to finish without him, but it didn't seem like good timing. And anyway, we had almost completed our punishment. Just the week before, a professional thief, disguised as an antique dealer, gave us a mysterious map that showed tunnels in our neighborhood, and it led to us having an exciting and unfortunate adventure.